And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
Texter says, loving all this Hoosier love. Coach Sig, smoke him if you got him. Hoosier! I love college football. We all love college football. It's why we're here. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 on the Rob Brown Show and Fan Upstate. And, of course, with Bill Ryder and Ryder Than You from 10 to noon, and then Jim Rowe from noon to 3. And then, of course, Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson every afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. We all love collegiate football. It's the best. But, and I've made this argument before. In fact, I didn't know I was going to do this here, but why not? We're just making this whole show up as we go. You know why I love college football? I love college football because of the people in college football. I told you the story earlier this week of this. There was an Instagram reel I came across because I'm a 15-year-old girl. I came across this Instagram reel from the Florida State game last weekend where there was a Florida State fan that was up in the stands. Just a regular dude. No shirt on, but he had on a headset. And he was holding up a Waffle House menu, reading off of it as if it was calling plays. And there was a video of a guy and his girlfriend. And the girlfriend was like, why isn't that coach wearing a shirt? The guy was like, he's not a coach. He's just a fan. And the lady was like, is he calling plays off of a Waffle House menu? And the guy said, well, he's not calling plays because he's not a coach. He's a fan. And she's like, that just seems real weird. And the guy said, that's why I love college football. And that's true. Now, I love football. I love the game. I will always be in on the game of college football. But I do think it is important that we accept that if you just want to watch the best football, that's the NFL. In fact, there's a comedian by the name of Cole Clayman who filmed a Instagram reel from the front seat of his car that went viral. And it started this war between NFL and college fans. Here's what Clay had to say. So that's Cole Clayman. He's a comedian on the internet. And here's the thing. He's right. He's being a little harsh. Right? He's being a little mean about it. But he's not wrong. Football's just better at the NFL level. It's just a better game in terms of performance on the field at the NFL level. That's not why we love college football. Or at least that's not why I love college football. I can't say we. I love college football because of the pageantry. I love it because of the tradition. I love it because of the show. I love it because of all these things. And oh, by the way, it is, for the most part, at least at the highest level, pretty good college football. Pretty good football. Pretty good game of football. Kurt Cignetti and the Indiana Hoosiers are my favorite story in college football right now. And I'm going to say this. If you had the exact same football team with the exact same record against the exact same opponents this year, but they were coached by the college football version of Bill Belichick, somebody that's dry and buttoned down and what we in the wrestling business would call a charisma vacuum. If you had this exact same team coached by that guy, I would not be all on board with, quote, all this Hoosier love. I would. I love this story because Kurt Cignetti makes it fun. That's why. There's no other reason. Because it's fun. It's fun to watch this guy grab a mic and say, Purdue sucks. Oh, and Michigan and Ohio State suck too. That's Indiana. That's not Georgia's coach saying that. That's not the coach of some nationally recognized and historic football powerhouse. That's Indiana. That's the basketball school. You know, that famously has a basketball. Well, it's not Indiana. It's Sycamore. But you get it. The movie's called Hoosiers. They're called the Hoosiers. That's a basketball school. That's a basketball city. It's a basketball state. And yet, here's Kurt Cignetti. Now, obviously, I think there's another element to this. Part of the thing that is interesting about this, is that when you go out there and you act like Kurt Cignetti is acting, of which I am a big fan. When you act like that, Zoe, what happens when you get your ass whipped?
He'll pay for some of the things he said. We haven't seen that happen yet.
Nope.
So if it does happen, let's see how he handles it.
We haven't seen it happen with Kurt Cignetti. We have seen it happen in sports where somebody is brash and outspoken and dare I say, cocky kid. That's a Star Wars reference. And then they lose. And what happens? The public goes bananas letting them know about it.
They could very well lose to Michigan State.
Absolutely.
And then they got Michigan, then they got Ohio State, and then they have Purdue.
So, they got all the teams that Kurt Cignetti stood on a basketball court when he got hired away from James Madison University and say, you suck. They got them all lined up still. There's absolutely. That being said, it is fun to me when you get a coach with a personality like Kurt Cignetti. I am not following the Indiana Hoosiers because I'm super duper excited about the Indiana Hoosiers.
Like, you know, the playoffs start today.
They're in.
Well, also, Big Ten championship right now would still be Indiana and Penn State right now.
Not only are they in, they're in with a good opportunity because if it is Penn State, it's effectively whoever wins this weekend, I think, that is going, unless it's Ohio State and then they lose to Indiana, in which case Ohio State would not be going, at least not to the Big Ten championship game. Indiana right now is on the inside track to play for a Big Ten title, which would mean not just the Big Ten title they're playing for, it's also a bye in the first round.
I forgot about Oregon, my bad. Oregon's also undefeated.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. We got to get there. Right now, it's Indiana, it's Penn State, and it's Oregon. It's a three-horse race. And there's still a round robin of games that have to take place. So, Kurt Cignetti makes this interesting. Kurt Cignetti makes this fun. I'm diving in to Indiana football because of the brash, the outlandish, the character that is Kurt Cignetti. And that is what we love about college football. That's why this is fun to me. That's why I'm all in, because every time when Kurt Cignetti is on game day, I'm tuning in. When Kurt Cignetti is on whatever, SportsCenter or ESPN or Sirius XM or whatever, when it comes across my Twitter feed that Kurt Cignetti is going to be on a microphone, I'm tuning in. It's like, not as much anymore, but it was like back in the day whenever WWE would put up an advertisement that says CM Punk on the mic tonight. It's like, oh, well, obviously I'm skipping everything else to see that because you don't know what the hell's going to happen. So-and-so, I'm in because of who they are when they talk. That's Kurt Cignetti. And I also know that if and when Kurt Cignetti loses a game, all the Big Ten fans that he said your school sucks are going to be piling on. That's fun for me, too. I'm a big Indiana guy right now because I like this. It's fun. It's pageantry. It's brash, and I'm all in for that. But there's also the reality that we love watching the prideful fall here in America, and Kurt's kind of tiptoeing that line. But, Texter, to answer your question, I want you to know right now, week in, week out, on the hierarchy of teams that I'm going out of my way to pay attention to what they're doing, the Hoosiers are at the top of the list. We talked about in the last segment, about the pride cometh before the fall, right? We talked about in the last segment about Kurt Cignetti, who I am very on the bandwagon for right now. I have had a ton of fun following Dan Orlovsky. And I'm intrigued with it, both because of how much fun it is to follow Kurt Cignetti, who is right now, I would argue, the best character in college football. I mean, honestly, like, respectfully, Kirby Smart's boring, right? Kalen DeBoer is boring. Granted, like, he's a fun coach, but Bama right now ain't Bama, so that's boring. I mean, I guess I'm kind of entertained by the drama around Ryan Day right now at Ohio State. But outside of that, like, most of the coaches and most of the characters in college football are kind of boring. In fact, I would go one step further and say, as far as personality goes, and great, when you're welcome to disagree if you want here, as are you out there in the Armada. As far as college football goes, there's really not a lot of personalities out there right now, outside of the media, right? Like, outside of the hot take artists who are trying to get attention in the media. What players right now, aside from maybe the two or three at Colorado, right? Deion's boys, Prime's guys. Outside of Colorado, which players right now have a personality that you're drawn to? The only one that pops into my head, off the top of my head, is Ashton Janti at Boise State, who, by the way, only had like 123 rushing yards this past weekend against UNLV. Only 123. Outside of Ashton Janti, what players right now are guys that you can't wait to see them lace it up this weekend? I don't think there really are. When it comes to coaches, even Nick Saban, when Nick Saban was in the midst of the dynasty, Saban's a pretty buttoned up guy, but even Saban in the midst of his dynasty was must watch television, because whether it was in an interview or on the sideline, you never knew when you were going to get pop it off angry Nick Saban. That was part of the personality. Right now, I think college football has a bit of a personality program. Texter says Dabo has a personality. I mean, yeah, but like, I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I really like Dabo Swinney. He's never been anything but kind to me. This is not a disrespectful thing, although some of you take it that way. Dabo's entertaining, I think, if you're a Clemson fan or if you're covering the team. But I'm going to tell you, like, there's no drive for me when I hear Dabo's got a mic. That makes me go run to hear what he said.
There's another thing. Clemson is not considered in the hunt for the national championship. I know Clemson fans think that, and because of that, he's not getting the media attention that he used to get. So he's just not out there like he has been in years past.
I think that's probably true, and I'm sure that there are probably things that Dabo is still saying today that would grab attention, but they're probably not front line. Now, maybe that changes if Clemson does go undefeated the rest of the year, wins the ACC, gets a first round bye into the playoffs. Like, yeah, it probably feels different at that point.
Yeah, I mean, he'll suddenly be back in the limelight, but for sure. Now, he's just not.
But I would also say, even if that's the case, what has made Dabo compelling the last couple of years isn't even really a personality, it's a philosophy. What's made Dabo compelling isn't anything he grabs the mic and says that you go, oh, I got to hear more about this. The only thing that's made Dabo, respectfully, the only thing that's made Dabo super compelling the last couple of years is his absolute refusal to engage in what is considered the world of college football in 2024 and the impact that has had on his program.
The last time you heard a lot about Dabo was during the Tyler work. That was it. I mean, after that, things died down. You just haven't really heard anything.
Yeah, I mean, again, like, I think all you've really
heard... That got national attention.
It absolutely did. It absolutely did. And again, I didn't even think that was necessarily about Dabo so much as that was Tyler from Spartanburg was hilarious, and then the team started kicking everybody's ass after that. And it was like, oh, maybe they needed that kick in the pants, that tough love they're not going to get from Dabo Swinney. But he's not, to me, respectfully, again, I'm not saying this is not a bad thing. All I give a damn about and all you should give a damn about is, does he win? And right now, Clemson's winning. But he's not a compelling personality. Right? On the list of college coaches, he's certainly behind Prime and Cignetti in list of guys that if they say Prime's on an interview today, I'm going to find it. Cignetti's on an interview today. I'm going to find it. Hell, I would make the argument, whether you like it or not, Shane Beamer is a more compelling personality than Dabo Swinney. But again, you don't win national championships based on your personality. And I would take the most bland, boring, vanilla coach in the world if that guy was going to bring me a natty every couple of years. For sure. All right? Now, all of that being said, part of the reason that these things are compelling is because when you are prideful and have that larger-than-life personality, but when you are prideful, America kind of likes to see you get your comeuppance. That's why professional wrestling is so big. That's why heels are more popular than faces, by and large. Because we love a personality that is compelling, that makes you want to hear what they have to say. But you also love to see those people get punched in the junk every now and then.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.